لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم There is a very important question that all of us should ask at this point of the year. There is a very important question that all of us should ask at this point of the year. And that question is as follows: whether we will be able to make it to Ramadan. Whether we will be able to make it to the month of Ramadan. We take it for granted, we take it lightly, but we don't know what will happen between now and Ramadan. Whether we will be blessed with this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this year or not. No one knows what will happen. So many people who were alive last year, who passed the month of Ramadan, but they're no longer present with us. If they were asked about Ramadan, they would be perhaps willing to sacrifice everything to get one moment of Ramadan. We are in Rajab. After Rajab we have Shaban. And then after that Ramadan. This is the reason why the Prophet also used to make dua. The reason is because the month of Ramadan is such an incredible blessing, incredible mercy, month of immense mercy. Our mashayikh, they have written that to spend even a moment in the month of Ramadan can earn maghfirah for a person. One moment is enough to make a person a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let alone one entire month, let alone so many ibadat in that month. Simply one moment of Ramadan is so powerful that it has the potential to make a person, transform a person, change a person, make one into a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Such a powerful month. Such an immense month. It's a month of Qudrat. It's a month where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's Rahmat is manifested. And this is the reason why the Prophet says, Salam, 2 months before the Prophet ﷺ would start making dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Then O Allah, grant barakah to us in the month of Rajab, in the month of Shaban, and Allah enable us to reach this month of Ramadan. Not even travel through the month of Ramadan, spend Ramadan, balighna Ramadan. just Allah enable us to reach Ramadan. Because when a person reaches Ramadan, when they enter into Ramadan, now they've entered into a month of mercy. Now it's as if that Allah's mercy will sweep a person. Allah's mercy will overcome, will encompass a person. And then Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmah will forgive all the sins of that individual. Just entering this month is so powerful. Just reaching this month is so powerful. And like I said, that this month is fast approaching, but no one knows. This is what, how fickle, how fleeting human life is. We don't know what will happen the next day, the next night. Our life is very temporary, it's very fleeting. Nothing is permanent about our life. So many people were alive yesterday, they passed away now. People were alive 1 week ago, they're passed away. People who were there 1 month ago, they're no longer here with us. And who knows what will happen in the next month? How many more people will leave this world? Who knows what will happen in the next week? Who knows what will happen before Ramadan? How many people would leave before they will be able to enter into Ramadan? How many people would leave before they're able to enter into Ramadan? And it could be one of us as well. That's why we should also at the very least make this dua to Allah Ta'ala. The same dua, the sunnah dua. And we should recite this with feeling. What we can do, now we don't know what will happen to us. Our taqdeer, our destiny, we don't know how long we have, whether we'll be able to enter into Ramadan this year or not. No one knows. But what we can do at this moment is that we can make an intention, we can make a desire, and then present that desire to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, we really desire for this special, beautiful, merciful month of Ramadan. Allah, we really want this month of Ramadan. We really want to enter into this month of Ramadan. We really want to reach this month. And Allah, we're just presenting our talab, our tadab, our desire, our love for this month to you, and we ask that you accept this desire from us. That is really what this dua is. That is really what this dua is that we should be making every day, multiple times every day, thinking about Ramadan and then presenting our desire to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the very least, the minimum benefit of this would be, even if we are not able to make it to this month, at least our niyat, our desire would be recorded that this person had a love for Ramadan. And this itself is also a very big virtue, to have muhabbat for Ramadan, to have azmat of Ramadan in our hearts. Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa shaban wa ballighna Ramadan. This mehez, the fazl and the mercy and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which Allah allows a person to enter into Ramadan. We should seek that fadl, we should seek that mercy, we should ask Allah for that special rahmah, by which we can, all of us, we can enter into this month. And the second thing is that we should also, part of the way in which we show our desire to Allah for this month of Ramadan is to start preparing for this month. That if we are able to get this month of Ramadan, then I'm ready for this month. And that's also showing our talab and desire. That Allah, I'm preparing myself. I don't know what will happen. I don't know if I'll reach, but I've started my preparations. I've started my tayari, I've started preparing for Ramadan. And we can present our preparations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can present our plans to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the planning that we are doing for Ramadan. We can present our intentions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can present the goals that we have in Ramadan. the goals that we have for Ramadan, we can present that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the time to do all of this. The planning starts much, much earlier. Any event, whether there's a wedding or when there's a wedding, you start planning months in advance. Sometimes even 1 year in advance, you have to start planning. Planning is, if you do the planning, then 50% of the job is done. And really, this is one of the biggest events of the year that is coming up. And for this, we also have to do some planning. We have to prepare ourselves. And we have to then offer that planning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, I'm planning, I've started my planning. Now, what is the planning of Ramadan? The planning of Ramadan is to free up this month as much as possible for ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The planning of Ramadan is to, number one, free up as much as possible this month for the ibadat of Allah. Whatever needs to be done, whatever dunya, for the last many, many months, throughout the year, for 11 months, we dedicate, devote ourselves to dunya. There should be some time during the year that we can disconnect ourselves from dunya, we can disconnect ourselves from makhluk, we can then try to enter into an environment where we are attaching ourselves fully and seriously to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's really what Ramadan is. It's an opportunity in the year. It's an opportunity that we get every year whereby we can attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that we need to have time. We need to create time. We need to manage our duties, our responsibilities. For students, they should try to plan their work, plan their education, plan their studies in such a way that they can free up Ramadan as much as possible. Some of our Karachi students have exams which are after Ramadan. They're lucky. Examinations, all of that can happen after Ramadan. If there are any other assignments, preparation that needs to be done, we should do that before. We should do it right now. We should not delay this for the last moment, for the last minute, for the last week. For people who work in offices, we should beforehand plan this month in such a way that we can devote as much time as possible. People are different in their circumstances. People have different backgrounds, different commitments and responsibilities. But what we can say is one general principle that all of us should be looking, all of us should be thinking, all of us should be planning that how can I make the most of this month? How can I set myself free in this month? I can commit myself to do ibadat of Allah. How can I just loosen, or I can reduce the burden, reduce the weight of other activities upon me, and just entirely focus myself on the ibadat of Allah. That's the first thing that we have to think about. That's the first element of preparation. And then the second thing, which is equally important, is that we have to build a capacity. We have to develop our inner capacity to be able to benefit from Ramadan. We can't just enter into Ramadan like that and hope that everything will happen automatically. We have to, if you want to get some milk, you take your cup, your glass to the milk, to the person who gives you milk. If your glass is dirty, that person is going to look and say that, no, clean this glass first. Clean this glass first and then I'm going to pour the milk inside. So if in the dunya people are not willing to pour milk in an empty glass, then how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pour His muhabbat, His noor, His love, His qurb in our dirty heart, in our impure heart? Means that we have to work on purifying our heart. And the way to purify our heart is through istighfar and tawbah. This is the month of tawbah. these days are Tawbah. These are up till the time until we reach Ramadan, we should be making Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah for all the sins that we did in the last 10 months. Tawbah for all the ghaflat that we did in the last 10-11 months. Tawbah for all the lack of decorum and the adab that we didn't have for the last 12-11 months. Tawbah for all the salah, the namaz that we did qaza. We missed so many salah last year. If you just calculate each one, just pick salah. If you just pick this question of salah, how many salah did we do qaza? How many salah did we miss? How many times did we were lazy about our salah, did not pray salah in the proper way, with the proper decorum and adab? We need to make tawbah for everything, every sin, every ghafla, every misdeed, everything that went wrong with us in the last 11 months. It has to be a kamil tawbah. It has to be a tawbah tun nasuh. It has to be a tawbah tun nasuh. A tawbah that is sincere, that is a firm commitment, where we really ask Allah, we feel it. We feel that, Allah, what I did was wrong. We feel as if we are a culprit, as a mujrim. We present ourselves before Allah that, Allah, I was overwhelmed by nafs and shaitan. I didn't want to, but nafs and shaitan, they just overtook me. They just dominated me. They put all these feelings in my heart and they made me commit these sins. To view ourselves as a culprit, as a mujrim, and to have that remorse and regret when we make tawbah. To make tawbah with that regret. To make tawbah with a niyat that we won't commit this again. Making tawbah. And we'll have to find our own ways of making tawbah. We have to win over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Ramadan starts. We have to at least make that effort of winning over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The effort has to start right now. We don't have to wait for Ramadan. We have to start right now on this effort of winning over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tawbah. We upset Allah for the last 11 months. Because of our actions, we became distant from Allah because of our sins. We started moving in the opposite direction. A distance came between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our sins. We started to feel alienated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our sins. We started to feel this wahshat and fear of this separation. All of this needs to go away. We need to make tawbah for all of this. For all of this and much, much more. And this is the time to begin making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we can begin to wash our hearts, clean our hearts, purify our hearts, soften our hearts. Tawbah. Tawbah for all the du'as that we made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we ended up hitting ourselves on the foot. We ended up becoming the source why those du'as were not accepted in our favor. Because of our amal, because of our sins. To make tawbah for all of those actions. A comprehensive tawbah. And a tawbah from our heart. And then in addition to making tawbah, the next thing that we also need to increase in this month, all up till Ramadan, is our zikr, is our remembrance of Allah. Up till now, we have been leading a life of ghaflat, heedlessness, ghaflat. Allah says, "Wala takum min al-ghafirin." This was a hukum not just for Ramadan, it was a hukum for the entire year, that don't be amongst the ghafir. But we were amongst the ghafirin. We became ghafil. We became heedless. We became absent-minded. In that state of heedlessness, we committed so many sins. We missed so many ibadat. We missed so many salah. We missed so many acts of obedience, acts of worship. So it's a time that we increase our zikr. Just like istighfar and tawbah is the way to purify that glass, purify our heart. If you want to increase the capacity of that glass, you want more milk from that person, you want a big glass, if you want to increase the width, the dimension, the capacity, for that we have to do zikr. If we do zikr, the more and more zikr, we will be able to increase the capacity of our heart, of our qalb. We'll be able to soak in more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, absorb more nur and anwarat from Allah. We'll be able to take more benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More barakat will come into our heart. More anwarat will come into our heart. More feelings will come into our heart. There'll be much more tranquility and itmanan that will come in our heart. The heart is ajeeb. It's a beautiful thing that Allah has given us. We haven't used our hearts. We haven't activated our hearts. We have been focusing too much on the dunya. We have been focusing too much on our zahir. It's time that we start shifting our priorities. We start shifting our priorities. We start preferring our batin. We start giving tawajjuh to our heart. For 11 months, we have been giving tawajjuh to our zahir, how we look, our face, how we, the clothes, everything. It's all about the zahir. It's time that we start thinking about our heart, our batin, to give tawajjuh to this heart. This heart was neglected. It was the single most neglected part of our body, the heart, the qalb. And tragically, this qalb is precisely that organ through which a person can come close to Allah. This qalb was supposed to be the seat of muhabbat of Allah. This qalb was supposed to be the seat of the ma'rifat of Allah. This qalb was supposed to be the seat of the qurb of Allah. And the very same qalb we just completely neglected. We ignored it for the last 11-10 months. It's time that we make tawbah. It's time that we start giving attention to this heart. We start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our qalb. We use our qalb to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We increase the time in our muraqabah, in zikr-e qalbi. Zikr-e qalbi is trying to jumpstart our heart, to use our heart to think and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a month of zikr. This is the time for zikr. Zikr also polishes our heart. Zikr will allow us that we can finally move away from thinking and concerning ourselves so much with the dunya, to disconnect with the dunya and now begin to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our problem is that we are just so too much connected with the dunya, and it's natural because we're living in the dunya, our environment is the dunya. Every single day we are interacting with the people of the dunya, we work in the dunya. Our thoughts are about the dunya, our efforts are in the dunya, our efforts are for the dunya, our desires are for the dunya, people talk to us about the dunya. Everything about us in terms of our actions, our feelings, our desires, our planning, our efforts, it's all about the world, the zahiri dunya that we are seeing, the world around us. We are thinking that and everyone is reminding us about the dunya. And when we are in that environment, then naturally a person thinks about the dunya, they're affected. And we are not able to separate ourselves from this dunya. We are not able to disconnect from this dunya. We are not able to leave and empty ourselves of thoughts of this dunya. And for that, that is extremely important for a person who wishes to connect to Allah. Extremely important to be able to disconnect from the dunya. The Prophet ﷺ, when he received the first revelation, he did not receive that first revelation when he was in his home in Makkah Mukarramah. And you just imagine back then, Makkah Mukarramah 1400 years ago, you don't have these tall high-rise buildings. It was a very simple city. It was almost barren, desolate, nothing, except for a few homes. Minimal civilization 1400 years ago. And still, still the Prophet ﷺ, he would leave that environment of the city. Leave that environment. There is a lesson there for us. There is a lesson, very important lesson, that human beings will be affected by their environment. If you're always in that environment of the dunya, you will never be able to experience Allah. You will never be able to experience the qurb of Allah, never be able to fully and completely experience the depth of that relationship with Allah. It's not possible. You need to disconnect. You need to leave that environment. You need to leave. You need to disconnect for some time. And the way the Prophet ﷺ, we know this. The Prophet ﷺ, he left. He went into the ghar, that cave Hira. He used to go there for sometimes a whole day, for more than 2 days, for 3 days, multiple days going there. And doing what? Doing just ibadah, just zikr of Allah, just reflection, contemplation. The first revelation that came on the Prophet ﷺ was not in the marketplace, was not at the job place, was not in the university, was not at the hospital, was not in the home, was not on the street, was not in the city. It was in khalwat. Khalwat, in seclusion, in solitude, in stillness. That's when the first revelation came. And the Prophet had the soul of a Nabi. So a soul of a Nabi plus khalwat is equal to Nabuwat. And soul of a non-Nabi plus khalwat equals to wilayat. That's the equation. Soul of a non-Nabi plus zikr in khalwat equals wilayat. That's the lesson we're learning from the seerah. Environment. We have to put ourselves in that environment of zikr. Now we don't need to go to a cave, but we need to disconnect. We need to disconnect from this ordinary mundane dunya. And the problem is that as long as we're connected to this mundane dunya, our thoughts will also be at this level of the mundane dunya. We'll never be able to leave creation and move to the Creator. We'll never be able to leave makhluk and connect with the Khalik. We'll never be able to see the Khalik behind the makhluk. We'll be stuck up in this world of asbab. We'll be stuck up in this world, these worldly means, that if I do this, then this will happen. That I'm getting my money because of the job. I'm getting my risk because of my office work. I'm getting this because of my work. We'll be stuck up in this cause and effect, in this worldly causes, worldly asbab, worldly means that we have. We won't be able to see beyond the dunya. We won't be able to see behind the dunya. We won't be able to see behind makhluk. We won't be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We won't be able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This environment is very essential. It's about changing our environment. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the guardian of Amma Maryam alayhi salam. Amma Maryam alayhi salam, she had secluded herself in her hujra, dedicated, devoted to doing ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in her hujra, in khalwat, in seclusion. And Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he, because of dawah, tabligh, he had to interact with people. So he was out there in the world interacting. One day when he came back and he was delayed, so he was worried that what will happen to him. Maryam alayhi salam, she doesn't have anything to eat. He knocks on her door. She opens the door from the inside. And when Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he enters, he sees that she has fruits which are out of season. So he asks her, the Maryam, Ya Maryam, Anna laki haza, then where did you get these fruits from? And she replied, Min indillah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is environment, this is khalwat. That she was doing ibadat in that hujra, her tawajjuh was ilallah. was cut off from makhluk, was connected to al-Khaliq, to Allah Ta'ala. That's why immediately, where did this fruit come from? It came from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam was outside. So just being in that environment when you're interacting with people, that has an effect. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, he knew that everything is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And that's why he also then made dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that Allah bless me with a child in this old age. We also have to work on doing this ibadah, zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in khalwat. This is what the month of Rajab and Shaban is for. Our mashayikh, they say that Rajab is the month of Mujahida, Shaban is the month of Muraqabah, and Ramadan is the month of Mushahida. Three things: Rajab, month of Mujahida, Shaban is the month of Muraqabah. More and more zikr of Allah. And we have to do Mujahidah every month of the year. This means is we have to increase our Mujahidah in Ramadan, Mujahidah against our nafs, Mujahidah in making Tawbah, Mujahidah in making zikr. Increase Mujahidah, increase our capacity. Be able to be able to go against the desires of our nafs, be able to say no to nafs, be able to reduce the necessities of our nafs, be able to reduce the things that our nafs wants us to do. Mujahida, mukhalafatun nafs. And then Shaban is the month of Muraqabah. I need to increase every month, every day we are supposed to do Muraqabah. But in this month, we are supposed to increase in that zikr-e-kalbi, to do more and more zikr-e-kalbi, to remember more and more, to remember Allah Ta'ala more and more from our hearts, in our hearts, deep down in our hearts, silently, secretly, exclusively, to the exclusion of everything else, to empty ourselves from the inside, and just focus attentively on Allah's zikr, on Allah's path, on remembering Allah in the core of our being. That's what this time is about. And then if a person spends this month like we spend this time with Mujahida and Muraqabah, then truly Ramadan will become Mushahida. Person will witness the barakat and anwarat and the blessings of this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us that we can work on these steps, and we can start our preparation for Ramadan. We have to begin our Mujahidah now. We have to make our Tawbah now. We have to make our Zikr-e-Kalbi now. We can't wait for Ramadan to change. We have to work like as if this is Ramadan for me. We have to show a surge in our zikr. We have to start some of the sacrifices. Mujahidah means sacrifices. Start sacrifices now. Start sacrificing your dunya for the sake of your deen. Start sacrificing things for the sake of Allah. Start prioritizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. Begin that sacrifice. Begin that hard work right now. Hard work to come to Deen. Hard work to come to Allah. Hard work to improve our ta'alluq with Allah. Hard work to eliminate that distance that has come between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to show to Allah ta'ala that, Ya Allah, we want you. We have to show to Allah ta'ala that, Allah, we want you. And Allah, we are waiting, we are dying for this month of Ramadan to come. For this month to wash us, to wash our hearts, to wash the filth from our hearts, to wash the impurities from our hearts. Allah, we are dying. Allah, we are dying for this month to come. We are willing to work. We are willing to plan. We are willing to prepare, even outside of Ramadan. But Ya Allah, we also have this deep desire that somehow you just enable us to reach this month so that we can experience the barakat of this month. We have to show it right now. We have to show that talab to Allah Ta'ala right now. We have to do mujahida right now. We have to show a surge in our zikr. It could be a surge now in, like we said, mujahida, right? Mukhalifatun nafs, controlling our anger. It's okay, we have been angry for so many months. Now the time is to control our anger. Begin controlling our anger. Now is the time to control our jealousy and envy. Forget about people around you. We have been thinking about people for many, many months now. We have to move away from people. Now we have to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can begin to think about people later, not right now. This is the month to connect to the Rabb of the people, the Rabbun Nas. This is the month to connect to the Khalikun Nas. What a tragedy if you're still occupied with the people, with the Nas, we're thinking about them. Then how many blessings they have, what ne'mat they have, we're tracking. Obsessed about what other people have and what we don't have, comparing ourselves with them. That's what envy and jealousy is. Then why did that person get this? And why did that person get that? And why don't I have this? And why don't I have that? What if you have something that I have this and they don't have it, so I'm better than them? That's arrogance. It's all arrogance and jealousy and envy. It's all about when you're comparing yourself with other people. The germ, the disease is that you're comparing yourself with others. You're thinking about others. You're noticing others. You're focused too much on other people, on makhluk. You haven't connected to Khalik. And this is really what zikr is. One of the greatest advantages of zikr disconnects you from makhluk. Forget about makhluk. Forget about what makhluk has. When you forget about makhluk, automatically there'll be no anger. There'll be zero arrogance, there'll be zero envy, zero jealousy. You're not even noticing the blessings of others. You're just too preoccupied with noticing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not noticing what you have and what other people don't have. You're so preoccupied thinking about Allah and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart that you don't even have time. You don't even have the desire to move to anything else. Why move away from Allah to discuss people, to think about people? And who in the right mind would want to do such a thing? To move away from the greatest being, the zikr of the greatest being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to move away from that zikr and begin to do zikr of dunya. That dunya which is so hakir, which is so lowly, and then the people of the dunya, which is even worse. To move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then occupy ourselves with thinking about this hakir dunya, which doesn't even have the worth of a mosquito's wing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's tragedy. We should rise above this. We should make tawbah and just now think about Allah. Do ruju ilallah. Too much of the dunya. We have spent too much time thinking about the dunya. It's now time to do inqita anil makhluk. Inqita anil makhluk. Inqita, just to cut ourselves from makhluk. Take, fulfill your responsibilities. Keep doing the task that you're supposed to do. But the heart should be completely empty. The heart should be now reserved for Allah. The heart should be thinking about Allah. The heart should have emotions for Allah. The heart should be desiring Allah. The heart should be talking to Allah. The heart should be having feelings for Allah. The heart should be loving Allah. The heart should be given to Allah. Give the heart to Allah. The heart, just empty this heart of dunya, the people of the dunya. Just empty this. Remove every trace of dunya. And just bring Allah back in this heart. Make Allah come back into this heart. Fully occupy this heart with the remembrance of Allah. Make dua to Allah to come back. Oh Allah, come back into my heart. Allah, come back into this space. Allah, fill this heart. Allah, just come and just reside in my heart. Allah, just remove every single thing which is ghairullah from my heart. Drive away all the ghairullah. This is what zikr is. Zikr drives away ghairullah from the heart and brings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. In kita anil makhluk. Allah, we want to be able to love Allah ta'ala with the full extent of our hearts. With the full extent of our hearts. To fill our hearts with this primary, overwhelming, dominating love for Allah. Allah, your love dominates every other emotion. To have these conversations with Allah, to increase our talks with Allah, our du'as with Allah, to become more regular in the sunnah du'as, being more conscious about the sunnah du'as. You wake up in the morning, now you say that sunnah du'a with feeling as if you're talking to Allah Ta'ala. You go to sleep, you say that sunnah du'a with feeling as if you're speaking to Allah Ta'ala. You enter the restroom, you say that du'a with feeling as if you're speaking directly to Allah Ta'ala. Begin to feel those sunnah du'as. Begin to recite those du'as with your heart, not just with your tongue. Begin to feel. These du'as are a way to communicate to Allah. These are the du'as, a way to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically, every day, there are so many built-in features, built-in actions, that if you can just do the sunnah du'as for those actions, and you can recite them with your heart, almost after every few minutes, you will be talking to Allah ta'ala. After every few minutes, you will be speaking to Allah ta'ala. You will be connecting to Allah ta'ala with your heart. That's the barakah of these sunnah du'as. Now to revive those sunnah du'as in our day, in our night, and to revive them with feeling, to say them with our heart, heartfelt feelings, to feel that presence of Allah, to feel that intimacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's time to transform ourselves. It's time to change ourselves, and we have to do this now. We have to make this zikr right now. We have to make this mujahida against our nafs right now. For those who are struggling about lowering their gaze, who are struggling about lowering their gaze, this is the time that enough, I've been struggling, I've been falling, faltering, slipping, sliding for the last 10, 11 months. Now I can't afford to do this. Now I need to become strong about how I control my gaze. I can't allow my gaze to be misdirect. I can't misdirect my gaze. I can't put my gaze on those things which I'm not supposed to. All that time that I did, I make tawbah for that. And now I have a renewed intention, renewed passion, renewed vigor. Start all over again. Lowering your gaze, protecting. This is so central. If you don't lower our gaze, then the amount of zikr that we do, everything will be sucked out. One unlawful gaze, one deliberate unlawful gaze, and things will be taken out from our heart. If you don't make true tawbah, it'll take one step, it'll take 10 steps back. One step forward, 10 steps back. This is a crippling disease of the heart. Lustful thoughts, not being able to control the gaze, not being able to control your thoughts, having unlawful desires, shahwat. Again, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, that Allah, I have these thoughts in my mind. Allah, I ask you that you remove them. That's the way to work. Even if a person is struggling, but we need to present our struggles to Allah Ta'ala. We need to ask Allah. Allah is there to help us. That's the most beautiful part of this relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just waiting. Just waiting for us. That if we can call upon Him, Allah is going to help us. Allah is going to give us that strength to overcome this. Allah is going to give us that taqat, that quwwat, to be able to leave all such unlawful things. Allah Ta'ala is there. He's willing to give it to all. Willing to give us all of that. But we have to ask Allah. We have to beg Allah. We have to make dua to Allah. We have to present our struggles to Allah. present our weaknesses to Allah, present our deficiencies to Allah, present our sins to Allah, present everything, wherever we are going wrong, in an honest way, in a candid way, present ourselves bare before Allah. Allah, I have envy. Allah, remove this envy. Allah, I have pride. Allah, remove this pride. Allah, I have arrogance. Allah, I ask you, remove this arrogance. Allah, I have lust. Allah, I ask you, remove this lust. Allah, I have stinginess. Allah, I ask you to remove this stinginess. Allah, I'm presenting myself. Allah, I have all of these things. But Allah, I ask you. Allah, I'm not able to do this on my own. I ask you that you help me. Allah, I need to remove these. Ramadan is coming. Allah, I need to remove these. Ramadan is coming. Allah, I need to purify. Ramadan is coming. Allah, I need to make this tawbah. Ramadan is coming. Allah, I need to make this mujahida. Ramadan is coming. Allah, I need to begin to lower my gaze because Ramadan is coming. Allah, I need to be able to find you, to be able to connect you, to be able to feel you in my salah because Ramadan is coming. Allah, I need your help. Allah, I need your help in order to come to you because Ramadan is coming. Wait for this month, for the whole year. For the whole year, we have been waiting for this month. When will this month come? That month that can recharge us, that can purify us. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala allow us to reach this month. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can start our mujahida, we can start our muraqaba, our zikr kalbi. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guide us towards this month of Ramadan and grant us tawfiq to spend this month and the time leading up to this month in the best of ways, in a way that is pleasing to Him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Before we make dua, we'll make a short silent zikr of the heart for a few minutes. Close your eyes and bow your head. Disconnect yourself from everything else in this world and make niyat that Ya Allah, you have said in Quran, Fazkuruni Azkurkum, that if you remember me, I will remember you. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are remembering you deep inside of our hearts. And Allah, we ask you that you remember us by showering your rahmah, your mercy upon our hearts, by softening our hearts towards your remembrance, by inclining our hearts towards your zikr. And Ya Allah, our heart in gratitude and shukr is calling upon your Isme Azam, Isme Jalala, Allah, as if my heart is secretly, silently saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. Rasulullah, make dua. Subhana rabbil al-wahhab, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب من يقربنا إليك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you that you grant barakah to us in this month of Rajab, barakah to us in the month of Shaban. Ya Rabbi Kareem, allow us, enable us to reach the month of Ramadan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make tawbah for how we spent the last 11 months. Allah, we make tawbah for how we spent our entire previous life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make tawbah especially for the sins that we did in the last, after the coming of Ramadan. Allah, we made tawbah to you last Ramadan. But then Allah, from that until now, Allah, whatever sins that we did, Allah, whatever ghaflat that we had, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we make a special tawbah to you, Allah, for all the sins that we did in that time, Allah, for all the sins that we did with our eyes, for all the sins that we did with our tongue, for all the sins that we did with our ears, for all the sins that we did with our limbs, for all the sins that we did publicly and privately, for all the sins that we did knowingly or unknowingly, for all the sins that we did in our mind or in our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we make special tawbah to you for all those sins. Allah, we make special tawbah to you for all that ghafla. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Allah, we feel embarrassed, we feel ashamed coming to you. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, our nafs and shaitan, they overwhelmed us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we were overtaken by the nafs and shaitan. Allah, because of nafs and shaitan, we ended up committing those sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, nafs and shaitan put those feelings in our heart. Nafs and shaitan put those wasawis in our hearts. Allah, we became a victim of nafs and shaitan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we view ourselves as culprits. Allah, we view ourselves to be mujrim. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we come to you tonight. Allah, we ask you that you accept this tawbah. Allah, we ask you that you accept this nadamat. We ask you that you accept this shame. We ask you that you accept this embarrassment that we have before you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we know that we have soiled our hearts. Allah, we know that we have become distant. We have put a distance between you and us because of our sins. Allah, we know that there is a darkness in our hearts. Allah, we know that there is blackness in our hearts because of our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we also know that we have no other place to go to except you. Allah, we know that we are struggling in our deen. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you. Allah, we have no other place to go other than you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, even if you are struggling, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we know that you can, Allah, help us in our struggles. Allah, we are struggling, but Allah, we know that you can help us in our struggles. Allah, we know that we are failing, but Allah, you can help us succeed on this path. Allah, we know that we are falling down, we are stumbling, we are sliding back, but Allah, we know that you can, Allah, bring us forward on this path. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we know that you can bring us forward. Allah, you can change everything that is going wrong in our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you can change everything that is going wrong in our lives. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we present ourselves to you today. Allah, we present our weakness to you tonight. Allah, we present our feebleness to you tonight. Allah, we present ourselves to you tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you for your special rahmah. Allah, we ask you for special assistance. Allah, we ask you for your special madad. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you help us, Ya Allah. Allah, we have seen, Allah, we have seen that when there is a child who soils his clothes, who dirties his clothes, and then he goes to his mother and says that, "Mother, no one wants to come to me. No one wants to caress me. No one wants to love me. Wherever I go, every person says to me that, 'Go away from me, you're smelling, you're so dirty, don't come near me. But that child, when he goes to his mother, he comes and presents himself before his mother, that, oh mother, no one likes me. Oh my mother, I've soiled my clothing. I've soiled my clothes. My clothes are dirty. And no one wishes to come near me. No one wishes to love me. But oh my mother, you are my mother. I come to you and ask you that you clean me. You wash me. You don't turn me away. You don't throw me away. Ya Allah, we have seen that the mother, she then takes her child. She washes him. She showers him, then she makes him wear new clothes, and then she puts an ether and perfume upon him, and then after that, all the people are caressing that boy, all the people begin to love that boy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have also soiled our hearts with sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have also dirtied ourselves from the batin. Allah, we have also made ourselves impure from the inside. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there is a stench of sin from within us. Allah, there is a stench of sin from within us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, no one wants us, Ya Allah. Allah, no one wishes, Ya Allah, for us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have soiled and severed our relationship with you. We have soiled and severed our relationship with your makhluk. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have no place but you. But Ya Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, just like that boy who turns to his mother. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we turn to you. And Allah, we make tawbah. Allah, we make this usle tawbah before you. Allah, we present ourselves before you. Allah, we ask you, we plead before you, that Allah, you wash us, Ya Allah. Allah, wash away our hearts. Allah, wash away the filth from our hearts. Allah, wash away the impurities from our batin. Wash away the dirt from our hearts. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, cloak us in the garment of taqwa. Allah, give us the robe of taqwa. Make us wear this robe of taqwa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us the sweetness of your muhabbat. Grant us the sweetness of your muhabbat. Grant us the fragrance of your muhabbat. Grant us the fragrance of your qurb. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us maqbool in your eyes once again. Allah, make us maqbool in the eyes, in your eyes once again. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us maqbool in your eyes once again. Ya Allah, we have fallen short before you. Allah, we have fallen short in your eyes. Allah, we know that, Ya Allah, we have fallen short before you in your eyes. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask that you accept us, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask that we again, Allah, make us maqbool. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us your maqbool. Make us the maqbool of Sayyidina Rasulullah. Allah, make us the maqbool of your makhluk, of the people around, people who love you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you accept this, Ya Allah, from this tawbah from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is coming. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask that you enable us to prepare for this month of Ramadan. Allah, that you enable us to reach this month of Ramadan with afiyah. That you, Allah, enable us to benefit from this month of Ramadan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, tawfiq that we can increase in our zikr. Allah, grant us tawfiq that we can increase in our zikr e kalbi. We can remember you, Ya Allah. We can remove the ghaflat from our heart. We can remove the ghaflat from our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to do mukhalafatun nafs. Allah, we want to remove, Allah, all the sins that we are engaged in. Allah, grant us tawfiq that we can overcome our diseases of the heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the hasad from our hearts. Remove the takabbur from our hearts. Remove the bukhul from our hearts. Remove the shahwat from our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove all the diseases from our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, purify our hearts for this month of Ramadan. Allah, purify our kulub for this month. Allah, purify our nafs for this month of Ramadan. Allah, increases the istita'at to benefit from this month. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, that you accept us, Ya Allah. Allah, Ya, that you make an irada khair for us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. We don't want to be mahroom, Ya Allah. Allah, we don't want to be mahroom at this time of the year, especially when the month of Ramadan is so near. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask that you save us from being mahroom. Allah, save us from being deprived. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have no one, Ya Allah. We have nothing to present to you. But Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we have hope in you. Allah, we have expectations, Ya Allah, that you will accept our tawbah. Allah, we keep our gaze at your rahmah, at your mercy. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, our dil gives consolation. We get some tasalli when we think about your mercy and your rahmah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that, Ya Allah, you accept this This condition that we have in our heart, this intention, this Husn-e Zan that we have with you, and Ya Rabbi Kareem, out of that Husn-e Zan, Ya Rabbi Kareem, that you forgive us completely and entirely, Ya Allah. Allah, make us completely pure from the Zahir and the Batin. Allah, make us completely pure in our Khalwat and our Jalwat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us pure. Allah, remove all the signs of sins, all the traces of sins, all the memories of sins, all the feelings of sins. Allah, remove all the emotions of sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove every single last drop of sin from within us, from outside of us. Save us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, from falling into those traps of sins. Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from the traps of nafs and shaitan. Allah, save us, Allah, from the deception, delusion of nafs and shaitan. Save us, Allah, from people who take us towards sin. Save us, Allah, from the gatherings of sin. Save us, Allah, from environments of sin, from opportunities of committing sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us come in your hifazat. Allah, shower us with your hifazat. Allah, shower us with your hifazat. Allah, shower us with your hifazat. Whatever distance that has come, Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove that distance, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, allow us to feel your qurb once again. Allah, allow us to feel your intimacy once again. Allow us to feel your closeness once again. Allow us to feel your nearness once again. Once again, Allah, ignite the flame of your muhabbah in our hearts. Ignite the flame of your intense, shadid, tar muhabbat in our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove all the unlawful from our hearts. Remove all the ghairullah from our hearts. Remove all the masiva from our hearts. Remove everything and anything that is other than you from our hearts. Empty our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, empty our hearts from ghairullah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, come back into our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, the month of Ramadan is near. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, come back into our hearts. Allah, come back into our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fill our hearts once again with muhabbat for you, with muhabbat for deen, with muhabbat for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, grant us ibadat of muhabbat. Allah, grant us the ita'at of muhabbat. Allah, grant us the moments of muhabbat. Allah, grant us the halamat in our iman. Allah, make us feel the sweetness in our iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, grant us the sweetness of all the ibadat in our deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us regular in our zikr. Make us regular in tilawat al-Quran. Allah, grant us attachment with the Quran, a shock of the Quran, a daily regimen to recite the Quran every single day. Allah, grant us tawfiq to make istighfar every day. Grant us tawfiq to make durood and salawat of it. And the Prophet says from every day, grant us tawfiq to remain in a state of ukufi kalbi throughout the day, in a state that we are remembering you all the time, that we don't become ghafil from you even for a moment, even for a fraction of a moment, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, grant us tawfiq to increase in our muraqabah, increase in our zikr kalbi. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you accept these du'as from all of us tonight. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you that you grant us according to your own shan. Allah, grant us according to your own shan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever obstacles there are in our life, Allah, remove those obstacles. Allah, remove those obstacles at this point, Ya Allah. Allah, we don't want anything to come, Allah, between us and this benefiting from this month of Ramadan. Allah, whatever there is, Ya Allah, remove those obstacles. Allah, whatever hardships and difficulties there are, Allah, remove them, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove all the obstructions on this path of deen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make this path of deen easy for us. Allah, enable us that we can travel this path with ease, with afia. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us barakah in our deen. Allah, grant us barakah in our mouth. Allahumma barik li fil mouth wa fi ma ba'd al mouth. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us barakah in our mouth. Grant us barakah fi ma ba'd al mouth. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept these du'as from all of us tonight. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi khayr khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.